WKJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, Brandon Beyer of Atlantic has taken home a bronze medal in his first event at the 2019 Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. The 27-year-old had the third best throw of 12.36 meters on Tuesday, March 12th in the M13 division preliminaries, and he grabbed a third place finish in the finals on Sunday yesterday with a toss of 13.58 meters for the bronze medal. Brandon is one of only 36 United States athletes competing in track and field. He'll be competing in the 100-meter dash on Tuesday, tomorrow, and he'll be part of a United States 4x100-meter relay team on Wednesday. His teammates on that 4x100 are from around the country. They include 25-year-old Calvin Massenburg, 21-year-old Christopher Lloyd Xavion Tucker, and 26-year-old James Enoch Dawson. For the second time in NCAA men's basketball tournament history, one conference has produced three number one seeds. ACC powerhouses Duke, Virginia, and North Carolina join West Coast Conference standing Gonzaga as the top seeds in the tournament. The ACC joins the 2009 Big East as the only conferences with a trio of number ones. Duke is number one in the East, followed by Michigan State, LSU, and Florida State. The Blue Devils took the top spot after winning the ACC tournament. Virginia heads the South Regional, is followed by Tennessee, Purdue, and Kansas State. The Cavaliers and the Volunteers were number one in the AP poll at various times this season. North Carolina heads up a Midwest Regional that includes number two Kentucky, number three Houston, and number four Kansas. Of the four, the Cougars were the only team to advance to its conference tournament title game. The West is headed by Gonzaga, which is just ahead of Michigan, Texas Tech, and Florida State. Bubble teams that made the tournament include St. John's, Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Florida, and Temple. That should be Oklahoma, not Oklahoma State. Georgetown, Xavier, Creighton, and North Carolina State failed to join the 68-team field, nor did Clemson, TCU, Texas, Indiana, Alabama, or Memphis this season. Well, Iowa was awarded an at-large berth and a 10th seed in the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes will face off with 7-seeded Cincinnati in Columbus, Ohio on Friday. It was a happy head coach Fran McCaffrey.
We're just really thrilled for our players, the hard work they put in the offseason, in the preseason, and what they've accomplished. Tremendous body of work rewarded by the selection committee, and we're anxious to play on Friday.
McCaffrey has a little knowledge about the Bearcats.
Mick Cronin's a real good friend of mine, excellent coach, great guy, a tremendous defensive team, pride themselves on their defensive effort and intensity. They can score too. They've got good players, really one of the, not very many programs win close to 30 every year, and they've been doing that, so it's a credit to them. It's a challenge that we look forward to.
McCaffrey says he's not worried about a home court advantage with Cincinnati playing just 90 minutes from their home.
I don't think it's that much different. Maybe a few more fans of theirs there, but they're tough no matter where you play them.
McCaffrey sees some similarities in some foes from the Big Ten.
They defend like a lot of Big Ten teams. They do, and they've got athleticism like a lot of Big Ten teams. Yeah, I would say they're reminiscent of teams that we face a lot.
He says the key for the Hawkeyes is to prepare correctly. We'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. That'll be an 11:15 a.m. tip-off, early contest over from Columbus, Ohio. Iowa State earned a 6th seed in the NCAA tournament, and they'll face the 11th-seeded Ohio State Friday in Tulsa. The seeding was about where the Cyclones head coach expected it.
You know, I figured anywhere from a 4 on the high end to a 6 on the low end, maybe a 5 in the middle, but I love where we're at, being in Tulsa, being, you know, within like a 6-hour drive from our fans. Whoever you play, whether it's Ohio State or, you know, or Cincinnati or whoever you get in the first round, everybody's good.
Well, no matter what the seed, Prohm says the opponent would be tough.
Everybody's good, especially this time of year, and so you got to beat a good team to advance from the first round to the last round. And, you know, obviously, if you're fortunate to get by that one, you got, you know, Georgia State, who's had great success, and then obviously Houston, who's had an incredible run.
For Nick Weiler-Babb, he says the focus has to be on Iowa State.
Being in a quick little turnaround like this, I think it's just good for us to really focus on ourselves. You know, we can be the best Iowa State team we can be, and kind of just going up against a really good Big Ten team. You know, you watch film, you got to get ready for them, practice, learn their plays, but you just have to focus on yourself and be the best team.
Now, like the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones will be playing on Friday too, but don't worry, those games won't overlap, not even close. while Iowa plays in the morning. Iowa State plays late in the evening. That's an 8:50 tip-off on Friday night. Sixth-ranked Michigan State, number 22 Auburn, and number 24 Cincinnati were able to celebrate tournament championships on Sunday. The Spartans trailed by 13 in the second half and closed on a 10-0 run to rally past 10th-ranked Michigan, 65-60 in the Big Ten title game. Bryce Brown scored 19 points, and the Tigers won their first SEC tournament title in 34 years by routing 8th-ranked Tennessee 84-64. And the Bearcats captured the American Athletic Conference tournament as Jerron Cumberland delivered 33 points and 8 rebounds in a 69-57 win over 11th-ranked Houston. Well, the NIT tournament pairings also have been announced, and Nebraska and Creighton will both play in the NIT tournament this year for Nebraska. They'll play a March 20th game Wednesday against Butler in opening round action. They're a 4 seed in the NIT tournament. Creighton is a number 2 seed in the same bracket, and they'll face off against Loyola of Chicago in a game coming up tomorrow evening as well. The CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament also had announced its pairings yesterday, and they don't have a bracket. They reset the pairings after each round. Drake will play in the CIT tournament this year. The Bulldogs at 24-9 will be on the road Friday as they'll play a game at Southern Utah in a first-round matchup. Those games' times have yet to be determined. Well, top-ranked Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team is on to the Division II Central Region Final as they posted a win over Southern Nazarene University yesterday, 70-59 at the Bearcat Arena. Senior Joey Wittes led all scorers with 29 points, making 10 of 16 shots. Redshirt freshman Trevor Hudgens buried a long buzzer-beating three with a minute 4 left to put away the Crimson Storm as he had 16 points and 7 rebounds in that win. Northwest is now 34-0 overall, and they'll take on a conference foe, Missouri Southern, tomorrow at 7 p.m. in Maryville, with the winner advancing to the NCAA's Elite Eight in Evansville, Indiana, March 27th through the 30th in the Division II tournament. In women's college hoops, Alexa Willard scored a career-high 30 points, and second-seeded Missouri State ended number 21 Drake's 12-game winning streak with a 94-79 victory in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament on Sunday. That's the Bears' 15th NCAA tournament berth. Sydney Manning had 14 points, Bryce Callip 13, and Danielle Gitson 12 for the Bears, whose last win over a ranked team was against number 5 Duke in the 2001 Sweet 16. The Bulldogs had won 12 straight since an 85-79 home loss to the Bears on February 1st and were 61-1 against league opponents coming into their third straight title game as the Drake falls in that contest as they got 18 points from a gal by the name of Backrot, who I don't have a first name for. Becca Hittner had 16 and Sarah Ryan had 14 points in that contest for the Bulldogs. In racing, Kyle Busch has tied Richard Petty's NASCAR record with his 200th career victory across the three national series. Busch used an impressive late surge through the field following a speedy penalty to win the Cup Series race at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. He dominated the first two stages, but a pit road speeding penalty dropped him to 18th with 73 laps to go. Busch eventually catapulted into the lead for good with 26 laps left by drafting off of Team Penske teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano. Logano finished second, followed by Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Blaney, and Kurt Busch. And a golf, Rory McIlroy carded a pair of late birdies and closed with a 2-under-70 to win the Players' Championship by one stroke over Jim Furyk. McIlroy had to play catch-up over his final four holes after the 48-year-old Furyk closed with a birdie for a 67 to give him a one-shot advantage. McIlroy answered with a 15-foot birdie on 15 and a 2-putt birdie on the next hole before closing out the title on his 10th try. Eddie Pepperell and Jonathan Vegas finished two strokes back, one ahead of Dustin Johnson, Brant Snedeker, and second-round co-leader Tommy Fleetwood. That's a look at sports this hour. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.